It's 12 o'clock. You're in tune to KZSU Stanford. It's Monday. That means it's another edition of the Lunch Special right here on KZSU. And let's just kick it off with a song. Yeah, folks, don't let anybody tell you soul music is old music and not new. That's brand new soul music and brought in by my guest today, returning champion, if this was a game show, Alan Thayer. Alan, welcome back, and you are the musicologist, man.
So have I, how much money have I won on this game show?
Well, we can't mention prices, but right. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is.
A lot, it's soul money, if you will. Not redeemable in stores.
Well, they're called soul bucks.
Yeah. So that was Charles Bradley and the Menahan Street Band doing The World is Going Up in Flames.
Now, you just did something with that guy on KZSU.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
We were lucky enough to get a partnership with Free Your Radio at Outside Lands Fest. Was it in August? Just seems like just the other day up in San Francisco. And we hooked up some interviews, and we had Charles Bradley come in an hour or so after his set and just rap about getting in the music business at the ripe age of 50-something.
He's
an older guy, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he and Sharon Jones could be cousins or something. You know,
she's not that old, though.
She's 50 at least.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, she doesn't move like she's 50.
No, no, that body shakes.
Yeah, yeah, and but he's breaking out sort of late in the game into the music business, but he's really breaking out on with his own sound. It's he came up as a James Brown impersonator, and he can do the splits and he can do the shrieks, but on his own stuff, he really's got a unique sound, I think.
And that was his current band right there. And that's a 45 you brought in, by the way.
All 45s today.
Yes. And that's what I love about when you come down to be on the show. And you're still on the air here, Wednesdays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I got...
Tell the folks when.
Yeah, so this is now my second quarter doing a show. It's the same show as last quarter, Soul Spectrum, every Wednesday from noon to 1. Kind of just like this one, but 2 days later.
Very cool. 1 hour. You get to come in and just beat
power packed.
Yeah, beat the hell out of it and then get the hell out of Dodge real quick.
Exactly. Before they even have time to call. That's usually what happens.
Do you have a secret air name, or do you use
I go by the name? Ambassador.
Aha! The Ambassador's in the house. Well, today you're Alan Thayer. You work on campus here, but you have this alter ego. It's really not an alter ego. It's this other life.
Parallel. Yeah, something like that.
You're kind of three different people. You're this guy that works on campus, then you're married to your beautiful wife, and then there's this other person. That's the person that comes on this show. And talk about, introduce that person again to the audience.
So that person's also Alan Thayer.
Yes.
That's my pen name. But I write regularly for a magazine called Wax Poetics that you will know about if you're a vinyl junkie, DJ, music nerd, that kind of thing. And if you don't, you probably don't know much about it. But it's basically a magazine for people who really like the deep story behind the music they listen to, especially if it's jazz, blues, soul, funk, reggae, that kind of stuff.
Well, you're in it, man.
Yeah. So I have a new article in that magazine that's in the current issue. Nina Simone's on the cover. And who doesn't like Nina Simone?
That's right.
It's an article about Dom Salvador, who's a Brazilian pianist, arranger, band leader,
current all around guy.
He's current. He's still putting out music. His heyday is in the 70s, though.
Oh, okay.
Sort of 70s Brazilian soul music, funk music. He was part of the whole bossa nova thing. I mean, the guys, touched numerous genres.
Another thing I appreciate your approach to this whole music thing is you really do look at it globally. And soul music used to be unique to the United States. The United States invented soul music, but it's not anymore. For a long time, it hasn't been just the United States, has it?
Oh, no. I mean, I think as soon as James Brown started making waves worldwide, you had, people in Africa and Brazil, and particularly where there's black populations, they could identify with what James was saying, I'm black and I'm proud. I mean, how universal is that?
Right. All the Africans around the world.
Yeah, saying, hey, wait a second. This is getting the attention of everybody, and this guy looks just like us. So, I mean, this stuff's been going on for a while, but I find that in the zeros or in the tens we're in now, it's become this thing where it's just, you don't have to be black, you don't have to be from the South to do this kind of stuff. And more and more, there's music coming out that you wouldn't know was old or new. It is soul music. It's contemporary.
That's why we get you on the air.
Yeah.
And every Wednesday, too, folks, for the Ambassador and Soul Spectrum?
Soul Spectrum, noon to 1 on Wednesdays.
Check it out. Let's play some more music. What are we going to play now?
So we're continuing a little of the political theme. We might get into a little discussion later. So we had the world going up in flames, and now we have Save Me Jesus, Bobby Charles.
They got sisters and brothers fighting against one another. They got dreams and schemes and built war machines to try to outdo each other. We got children that are starving, but that don't bother them. They're much too busy getting rich to worry about our little children. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Jesus, save me from this God-forsaken place. They got satellites and spaceships flying across the universe. They kill before and they'll kill again, just so they can say they're first. They built monuments and churches and things I ain't seen yet, and they've signed them all with their autograph in case you might forget. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Jesus, save me from this God-forsaken cliff. And Lord, when it's all over, they'll think you should be proud, and there'll be a few who'll offer you anything for your job. So when you take me, Jesus, please put me among friends. Don't put me back with these power crazy money lovers again. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Jesus, save me from this God-forsaken place. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Jesus, save me from this God-forsaken place. Good.
gonna never understand it till you've been all down in it.
Yeah, you're feeling kind of soulful this Monday afternoon. You ought to be. Alan Thayer's the guest. He's the musicologist. And you can hear him every Wednesday from 1, is it 1 to 2?
Noon to 1.
Noon to 1. Oh, this same time slot.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday for the Soul Spectrum with the Ambassador.
Yours truly.
Right on. And let's go down that list backwards. Sure. Who was that right
that
there?
That last one was the Gaslight doing Here's Missing You. They always kind of sounded like a Temptations knockoff in a good way. The best possible way.
Sure. What
that
label was that
gruffy,
on?
Gruffy vocal. Grand Junction. That's the only thing I got on that.
What kind of date are we talking about? When was that?
60s? I'm guessing late 60s, 1970, maybe something like that.
Isn't it funny? Because some of these records you're playing are from today, and some are from a long time ago, and a lot of them sound like they're all from the same time.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's my personal opinion that recording industry kind of maximized its quality of what they put out in the 70s. You know, in terms of analog. I mean, I don't even like how the digital stuff sounds, mm-hmm. personally. But like, you know, so if you want to go back and make it sound like, you know, it was recorded in the mid 70s, that's about as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. And a lot of guys are doing that now, too. They'll go back in and record what they call direct to 2-track with 2-inch tape and old microphones.
Yep, absolutely.
That's happening a lot. In fact, some friends of ours in the blues just made a record. Duke Robillard just made a record like that out of Providence, Rhode Island, and it does sound like old records.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's killer. Anyway, who was before that?
So before that, we had Woody Herman doing a cover of the Herbie Hancock song, Fat Mama. So sort of Woody Herman doing a jazz funk thing on Fantasy in the 70s. I love that tune, though, and he does a good version of it.
So it's a 45 of what you didn't go search that record out. You found that record in a bin, right?
I found that one in the flea market yesterday.
What flea market?
The Alemany flea market.
What a trip. Now, that's got to blow your mind. It's like, are you a Woody Herman fan?
Not particularly, no.
Right, exactly.
And so Do I look like a Woody Herman fan?
No, not at all. And when you saw that, what did it say to you? It was on Fantasy, so you knew it had to be tough.
And so it had the Brown Fantasy label, puts out lots of... I mean, I can't think of a bad thing on early 70s Fantasy. And then I saw Woody Herman, and I was like, maybe not. Right. And then I saw Fat Mama, and I was like, oh... Wait, that's that. And then, sure enough, H. Hancock is the writing credit.
Herbie.
And I was like, well, for 50 cents, I'm definitely going to give this one a spin.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't beat
that. Amazing. There's still 45s out there for 50 cents. This is amazing. Alan,
you got to bargain a little bit, but.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We were just talking about bargaining.
Definitely. Who was Woody Herman the top of the set?
No.
Who was before Woody?
I think we did Bill Withers, Heartbreak Road.
That's also
picked up at the flea market yesterday. So that's off of his Plus Adjustments album, his third album. Awesome, awesome album. And just a great tune, sort of sleeper.
He's still doing it. They did the documentary on him last year.
You see
that? Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yes.
It's okay. I cried.
Dude, yes. No, the guy, what a life, man. It's still going strong.
I mean, I really love that documentary. I think that's one of the best music documentaries I've heard in a long time. It's called Still Bill, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a year or two ago. And you just see the man, you know, revisit all of his... Because he swore off showbiz for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah.
You know, after...
Because of the business.
Because he was getting worked every which way, and he didn't want no part of it. And that, a lot of respect for him. Or just washing his hands of it.
Yeah.
But over the course of the film, I find he starts to think about maybe he needs to, you know, because he's so good.
Well, he's got a recording studio right in his house.
Yeah, yeah.
He never gave up on the music.
Nope.
It was that business part of it. Anyway, coming up, it looks like Westbound Records, which is always a key. If you see a Westbound label, you know it's going to be good and funky and juicy and all of it. And who you got on the Westbound over here?
None other than Funkadelic, the masters of Westbound. And Can You Get to That is the track.
Forever. church shoes time with a love and kisses later. Come back, sign insufficient funds. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get to that?
I wanna know if you can get to that.
And your loving days are done. I text you signed with the loving kiss of later. Come back, shine insufficient fun. Y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get?
I
want to
know. I want to know if you can get to that.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That's a brand new, well, very extremely new in the last year or two, 45. They're still putting them out. And my guest today is Alan Thayer, the musicologist from right here in the area. Talk about that one, man. Where did you find that?
So that one I heard when I was out living in New York, and somebody played that, and I was like, I gotta have that. I mean, it was right when it came out, I think. And so this one is actually one of the few that's only on 45. You can get it from the Daptone website, though. They still have it in print. But it's not on any of their albums. And as I was explaining, that's the cover of the old Kenny Rogers and the First Edition song, Just Dropped In, about a little acid trip, I'm guessing.
Which didn't sound like that at all.
No, sir.
Had no funk in it whatsoever.
No. Oh, it had a little funk, but not anything approaching the Sharon Jones funk, though.
And who was before Sharon Jones?
So then we had Funkadelic, speaking of a healthy dose of funk, doing Can You Get to That? And that one goes out to our good friends up at the Occupy SF.
Yeah, amen. And we'll be in touch with them real soon. Coming up, we got much more music for you, but want to let you know, tomorrow, KZSU will be hosting a free concert at the Black Community Services Center right here on campus, located near Tresseter Memorial Union at the corner of Santa Teresa and Lomita Drive. That's from 8 to 11 tomorrow night in honor of College Radio Day. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, the 11th of October. All college radio in the United States is participating in on this. Stop by to enjoy performances by local independent artists, including Corner Laughers, The Mumblers, The Orange Peels, and The Sea People. And to learn more about Stanford's very own radio station, KZSU, and to let you know, the aim of College Radio Day is to harness the combined listenership of hundreds of thousands of college radio listeners throughout North America and to celebrate the important contribution of college radio to America's airwaves by uniting for this one day. Save the date. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, October 11th. And if you forget where it is or can't find it, call the radio station. Call us at 723-9010 in the 650 area code, and we'll tell you how to get there. That's 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow, right here on campus. Free music. I don't know about food, but what do you think, Alan? Does that sound like a happening thing?
That sounds fantastic.
It does.
I'm just thrilled to be part of this college radio world.
You know, I was going to say, you know, this whole college radio day, you wouldn't be being heard.
No.
You wouldn't be being heard on the radio if it wasn't for that college radio, huh?
Yeah, no one would be forced to listen to my old records if this didn't exist.
Except for your wife.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Turn
exactly,
that down!
Exactly. She has the ability to go into the next room, though. Y'all don't have... I guess you could change the channel, but
shut the door.
Hopefully
no,
you don't.
Isn't it that she goes upstairs and you're still stuck in the basement?
That's actually exactly how it is right now.
Alan Thayer's the guest. What the music's too good. Let's keep it going. And
yeah.
Somewhere in that stack, you got Durando. And
yeah.
You're not getting out of here till you play it.
No, I know. That's my little prized possession I picked up recently from Groove Merchant Records up in the city. A great, great record store.
Oh,
my man,
on
Cool
Market.
Chris. No, on Hate.
Oh, right.
In Lower Hate. My man Cool Chris hooked me up with a nice copy of that one. But we're not going to play that yet. Stay tuned. We got Lamont Dozier coming up, though.
Okay. What's the song?
Breaking Out All Over.
I'm breaking out all over. Thank you. This is
That was Durando and Alan Thayer, my guest today. You go ahead and tell him about it. We just looked Durando up on the internets, and he did have a – he was a pimp. He had a cable access TV show in the early days of cable access. He is African-American. He resided San Francisco or Oakland.
Oakland, I think, is his territory, stomping ground.
Still with us. That's the magic of all of it.
I have yet to see him live. I know that he does do occasional performances.
I haven't seen him live. I heard him on Hard Knock Radio on KPFA, and it was just before a show he was going to do. Some folks down here had access to him, the Dead Kenny G's, a few years back when he first made his comeback, and they looked into trying to get him. I think they might have got him on the phone once.
Yeah.
But
he's supposed to be quite the character.
Now, that 45 is extremely rare. Talk about that 45. You just picked that up in the city.
Yeah, so I picked that up from Groove Merchant.
And we can't mention the price for the fact that your life needs to be extended beyond
today. Exactly. And I need to be able to pay exorbitant fees for future records. Ones that I have yet to identify that I need in my collection. This is out of Oakland on Music City Records. Music City was I don't know, what do you call it? Just like
it was a small neighborhood label.
The place to go in Oakland, though, to put out music.
It was a record store. The guy had a recording studio. And, well, he'd rent recording studios, but it was one of those small neighborhood labels, and there had to be a lot of them back in the day, especially in Oakland and Richmond.
And this is, I mean, I think this is his best song that he ever put out, Didn't I? Real classic, sort of in the Al Green and Curtis Mayfield
style. He was all over the map on that thing, man. He was aping everybody.
But beautiful, beautiful stuff. I mean, sweet. I just love how it stands out.
Who'd we have before Durando?
Before that, we had, was that Lamont Dozier? I don't have the list in front of me anymore. I think it was Lamont Dozier doing... what was it? Breaking Out All Over. We actually did Paul McCartney, Check My Machine.
Right.
That was a curious
one. Talk about that one, because nobody would guess that was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, so that is off of from the Paul McCartney 2 sessions. McCartney 2 sessions from 1980, when he went back into the studio after doing Wings forever and did it all himself, and that was a B-side only. Check My Machine, it was his sort of testing out his equipment. Definitely a heavy reggae influence on that one.
For sure.
And then before that, we had Lamont Dozier Breaking Out and All Over on ABC Records. And we started off with Sharon Jones. I just dropped in to see what my condition is in.
Alan Thayer, I want to thank you for coming on. We got to go now. You'll be back on these airwaves this Wednesday, like you are every Wednesday, noon to 1.
Yep.
For your show, Soul Spectrum with the Ambassador.
Yeah. Can I give a little shout out as we send the last song?
Please do.
This last song goes out to my lovely wife and darling son. This is a little mini Ripperton, Simple Things, because after all, that's what it's all about.
Yo.
The lovely simple things, I could go on.